嗰度啊。咁啊，今晚呢個棟篤笑係一個報道會啊。咁啊，知道有啲青年人係買咗飛去睇。不過最好咧就係、是、請你啲微信嘅朋友去睇嘅啊。不過如果你未買飛，我相信仲有飛嘅。咁你有嗰啲微信主嘅啊，咁你想佢今晚聽到啊？有好多歌声，其实原本今晚我要帮陈长坚弹吉他嘅，不过佢知道我做手术就放过我，咁啊唔使去弹。不过我哋一齐开声为今晚嘅报道会祈祷，好冇 ？Let's all pray for the outreach night。系主所，我哋多谢你主所，我哋感谢主所，求你今日今晚嚟使用林以乐牧师，求你使用每一个嘅喺台上表演。主，我哋求你嘅灵喺当中去彰显，愿意你嘅爱喺当中去俾感动好多微信嘅朋友，去到听到呢个报道会嘅时候，心有感动，系愿意归向主嘅。就系知道有一啲香港嘅歌星，有一啲嘅澳门嘅，主啊，求你真系保守佢练嘅歌，俾佢可以去为你去唱得美妙嘅声音嘅。愿意每一个咧，即系都能够系喺台上嘅见证耶稣你嘅。所以我哋求你系充满呢个嘅综艺馆嘅，愿意你嘅灵喺当中嘅，系俾每一个嘅赴会嘅人咧感受到神你喺当中嘅。所以我哋相信领日即个聚会得救咧，系喺你嘅奇妙嘅工作。所以多谢你主耶稣，主耶稣，我哋多谢你，我哋能够为今晚嘅栋笃笑嘅嘅报道会祷告嘅。所以我哋靠你真系系高牧林以乐牧师。当他是讲的，虽然 是可能是周围是讲这个的栋笃笑这个的这个表演，但是求你的灵在当中是再一次感动他，浇灌在他身上，让他讲的是新鲜的，让他讲的 是有神的灵在里面的，愿每一个人在这里 当中听到的时候是受圣灵你的感动的，是愿意归向给主的。所以我们将每一个的歌声，每一个的见证，每一个的玩音乐的人交在你的手里面，主求你给他们可以真的是弹得好的，唱得好的，是为了荣耀主你的。所以我们相信有很多的买了飞的未信主的朋友呢，魔鬼都不愿意他们回到这个聚会的，所以他们求神呢拿走这个拦阻，让每一个可以去到的时候呢有一个开放的心，是愿意听到的心，是愿意悔改的心。所以主，我们求你被今晚成为一个得救的日子，是愿澳门的是更加多的居民去归向主你的名下的日子。所以多谢主你听我们祷告，我们恭敬交托奉耶稣名求， Amen。 好，我们感谢主呢，我们可以继续认识神的话语。我们打开圣经，我们继续看创世纪。 Let's open our Bibles and continue reading in Genesis chapter 27。 我们看创世纪27章，头先个报告话梁汉坚啊，其实应该是王，姓王的王汉坚啊。不过我哋为佢哋一家人祈祷，佢翻澳洲，求神保守佢佢嘅小朋友仲喺度，佢晏昼四点几先搭船过香港啊。我求神俾佢喺澳洲平安，可能半年后就翻翻嚟都唔出奇嘅。求神保守佢嘅前途。创世纪二十七章 ，Genesis 27。Today we're going to look at doing the right thing in the wrong way. Doing the right thing in the wrong way。今日我哋要睇个主题咧，叫想做得对，但是用错的方法；想做得啱的，但是用错的方法。Doing the right thing in the wrong way。咁我哋想到很多时候咧，我哋用错方法做嘢嘅。有时会唔知道边一个做法、边一个方法是啱嘅，边一个是错嘅。用个过程咧，系咪做出嚟是重要，定系个过程是重要？Many times we don't know which way to go. Is it the right thing to do? Is this the right one, or is that the right one? And sometimes we wonder, well, is it the method that I use, or is it the result? And some people think the result is better. 有啲人觉得无论做咩事都好啊，结果就好就最啱嘅。So some people say it doesn't matter what way you go about it, just as long as it turns out good. 咁喺神嘅里边系咪咁呢？神嘅方法系咪即系无论点样做都系唔怕，即系只系要做得有好嘅结果呢？我相信神嘅方法有另一个嘅标准。I believe that God's method has a different standard, and He's more concerned not just with the results, but with the way we go about getting the results.
唔知你又经历过几多次呢？或者自己做过几多次啊？呢啲你好想做啱嘅，你系又好想用啱嘅方法，但系当你做出嚟嘅时候，全部冧晒档嘅，全部系相反嘅结果。And maybe you've experienced this, or you've done this, and you want to do right, you try to do right, you do your best, but everything that comes around about you and caves in, and it's like it's all gets the opposite of what you're expecting.
我哋今日嘅经文咧，要睇到一个咁嘅例子。And so today in our the Bible, we're going to look at an example like this. 喺二十七章，我哋睇第一节至到第十三节。So we're going to look at verse 1 to 13, and you can read along in English as we go in Chinese.
以撒年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见，就叫了他的大儿子以扫来，说：我儿。以扫说：我在这里。他说：我如今老了，不知道哪一天死，现在拿你的器械就是战果和弓，是不是战锣和弓，往田野去为我打猎，照我所爱的造成美味，拿来给我吃，使我在未死之先给你祝福。以撒对他儿子以扫说话，利百加也听见了。以扫往田野去打猎，要得野味带来。利百加就对他儿子雅各说：我听见你父亲对你哥哥以扫说，你要去野兽带，你要把野兽带来，做成美味给我吃，我好在未死之前，在耶和华面前给你祝福。现在我儿，你要照着我所吩咐你的，听从我的话，你到羊群那里，给我那两只肥山羔羊来，羊羔来，我便照你父亲所爱的给他造成美味，你拿到你父亲那里给他吃，使他在未死之先给你祝福。雅各对他母亲利百加说：我哥哥以扫浑身是有毛的，我身上有光滑的，倘若我父亲摸着我，必以为我欺哄人的，我就招咒诅，不得祝福。他母亲对他说：我儿，你招的咒诅归到我身上，你只管听我的话，去把羊羔给我拿来。一切最低头祈祷 ，Let's pray again。主耶稣，我哋多谢你，我哋能够喺你嘅话语当中睇到你今日同我哋讲嘅说话。求你使用孩子去好释放，将今日嘅信息讲出嚟。多谢主，听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求。嗱喺呢度，我哋见到雅各欺骗自己嘅爸爸，雅各系呃佢嘅父亲。Here we see that Jacob is going to deceive his father。雅各咧就行骗嘅方法就好攞命嘅 ，and the method he used to deceive his father is a very evil way。我哋先讲下佢嘅背景啊，雅各嘅背景。我哋知道咧，以撒就系一个好被神使用嘅人，以撒就系一个爱主嘅，甚至系一个好和谐嘅人。And we know that Isaac is a man that God used。And he was a great man of God. And he had good relationships with people. He had a gentle spirit about him. 但是可能以撒年老的时候做错了一件事。But maybe as Isaac became old, he started having one mistake.
就是他是纵他的大仔，忽略他的细仔，他是偏待大那个。
And his mistake is he had played favorites. He liked his older son more than his younger son.
那他爱他的大仔的原因是错误的，但是这个影响到整个家庭又加变。
And he liked his older son because he liked the food that his older son could give him. But the result that this caused was a break and a split in the family.
那我们看到的雅各呢，就是这样做这个欺骗的行动呢，雅各是成为一个黑人真的人。
And as we look at the life of Jacob and the deception that he made, we see that Jacob is a man who nobody likes. I mean, this is an evil guy.
但你要留意，圣经没有说雅各是错。
But be careful, because the Bible never says that Jacob was wrong.
圣经讲到雅各呢，就会讲到他那个做法，但是不会加啲评语是对或者错。
And the Bible talks about Jacob and what he did, but it never tells us if God approved of it or not.
咁我哋知道神唔同意欺骗，神唔同意奸诈。
But we know that God does not approve of deception, and God does not approve of evil behavior.
所以我哋一般会睇到雅各呢个行动，会觉得系错嘅行动。
And so as we look at Jacob's behavior, we'd say he made a mistake. He did it the wrong thing.
那雅各的名字是叫做捉住、找住。
And the meaning of Jacob means heel catcher, a struggler, holding on to.
那他是跟人争的，他是由细至大与他的哥哥争的。
And he's been struggling from his birth with his brother, and he's struggling later with his father-in-law.
他长大之后呢，跟他的岳父又争的。所以我们看得到呢，他也曾经呢，就跟他哥哥又做一个的就是利用他哥哥。
And at one time he took advantage of his brother.
他哥哥出来打猎的，很累，很肚饿的，雅各又做了红豆汤，他就呃了他哥哥，就说你将你的长子名分给我，我就让你吃这个红豆汤。
And his brother came back weak and tired and hungry from hunting, and Jacob had made some red bean soup, and he said, you know, you sell me your birthright and I'll let you have the soup.
他哥哥就做到，但我们不要理他哥哥的动机，我们看到雅各的心，他见到他哥哥呢，就是可吞吃的时候，就落毒。
Don't worry about what Esau is all about today.Let's look at what Jacob did. When his brother was weak and down, he took advantage of him. And now here's another time and he's taking advantage again. He's going in to deceive, to steal the blessing.
咁呢度有第一次，佢又要係搶奪佢哥哥嘅位，用欺騙嘅手段攞佢哥哥嗰個嘅祝福。但雖然係咁呢，我哋谂一谂雅各呢个嘅动机。
And although we see what he's done is wrong, let's look at his motive.
点解佢要做呢件事？雅各系想得到啲乜嘢
？And what is Jacob looking, trying to get?
谂一谂佢想得到啲乜嘢？佢想得到福气，佢想得到神嘅福。
He's trying to get blessing in the blessing of God.But he's going about it in the wrong way.
他想得到神的祝福，但是他用的方法是错。所以他想做得好，但是他用错误的方法。
So he's doing the right thing in the wrong way.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有做过啱的事，但是用错方法做呢？
Have you ever done the right thing in the wrong way?
我们知道当我们用我们自己的方法，当我们以为是正的时候呢，很多时呢就会是搞弯晒。
And many times when we try to do it in our way, we think it's right, but it comes out wrong.
那雅各呢，他想要神的祝福呢，这个是好事。
And Jacob wanted the blessing of God, and that is a good thing. 想要神祝福我生命，我想要有神所预备我的那些好事。And I want all the blessing that God wants to give me, and this is good. 但是我们用什么方法想要神的祝福呢？雅各用错方法，他的妈妈又是用错方法。And his mother was using the wrong, his mother was instigating this. 那我们要记得呢，雅各和以扫生出来的时候，神告诉他，大要服侍小的。And when Jacob and Esau were born, the Lord told them, the older will serve the younger. 所以他妈妈呢，一路在心里面知道神拣选雅各。So the mother always in her mind knew God has chosen the younger. 但是，是不是呢？是不是用这个方法来做？有时我们的错误呢，我们是知道神要祝福我，神要做这些，我要达到这个目的，但是我们没有信心，我们觉得是如果我不加入我的自己的方法呢，我不插手呢，得不到神的祝福，得不到神 的好处，所以我一定要帮神做事。And many times we know that God has a plan for us and God has a blessing for us, and if we do this way, but then we start seeing circumstances coming in and coming out, and we say, man, if I don't do something on my own, the changes, I'm not going to get the blessing. And so we try to help God out. We try to do it our way because we think if we don't step in, it's not going to come about. That's a lack of faith.
我想雅各是这样，他妈也是这样，如果我们不快点做事呢，神不会祝福我了。
If I don't work fast, God's not going to give me the blessing.
那但你要小心记得一样嘢，神冇话因为雅各做呢样嘢祝福雅各。
God never said because of Jacob stealing the blessing that God blessed Jacob. 神亦都冇话如果以撒要祝福以扫，雅各唔会得到神嘅祝福。And the Bible never said that if Isaac blessed Esau, that Jacob would not be the one blessed.
这个是人想的。
This is just all the thinking of man. God can bless you regardless of what others do.
神可以祝福你无论其他人做什么，没人能够抢夺神的祝福。
Nobody can steal God's blessing from you. And Jacob could not steal the blessing if he wanted to.God blesses who he blesses.
雅各都不能够抢夺神的祝福，神要祝福谁，神就会祝福。我都相信呢，神不是同意，神没有同意雅各的方法。
And I believe that God did not agree with the method that Jacob used, but he allowed it to happen.
他容许他这样做，但不等于他同意。那我们继续个过程，在27章14節我们看到27節。
So we'll continue looking at what he does from verse 14 to 27.
他便去那来交给他母亲，他母亲就照着父亲所爱的造成美味。尼伯家又把家里所传带大儿子以扫上好的衣服给他小儿子雅各穿上，又用山羊羔皮包在雅各的手上和颈项的光滑处，就把所做的美味和饼交在他儿子雅各的手里。雅各到他父亲那里说，我父亲，他说，我在这里，我儿，你是谁？雅各对他父亲说，我是你的长子以扫，我也照你所吩咐我的行了，请起来坐着吃我的美味，给我好给我祝福。以撒对他儿子说，我儿，你如何走得这么快呢？他说，因为耶和华给我祝福。
讲大话。
以撒对他儿子说，我儿，你如何走？
我已经讲咗咪？ 耶和华，你的神使我遇见好机会得着的。以撒对雅各说：我儿，你近前来，我摸摸你，知道你真是我儿子以扫不是。雅各就挨近他父亲以撒，以撒摸着他说：声音是雅各的声音，手却是以扫的手。以撒就辨不出来他来，因为他手上有毛，像他哥哥以扫的手一样。就给我祝福。唔系，我系咪又跳住？就给他祝福，又说：你真是我儿子以扫吗？他说：我是。以撒说：你递给我，我好吃我儿子的美味，给你祝福。雅各就递给他，他便吃了，又拿酒给他，他也喝了。他父亲以撒对他说：我儿，你上前来与我亲嘴。他就上前与父亲亲嘴。他父亲一闻他衣服上的香气，即是很臭，就给他祝福说：我儿的香气如同耶和华赐福之地田地的香气一样。嗱，呢度雅各做到足咧，黐啲羊毛喺个手，黐啲羊毛喺个颈，着哥哥嘅衫，所以又臭咧又毛啊！爸爸以为系细仔，但系摸上嚟闻上嚟似大仔。So Jacob really went to a big extent, putting on his brother's clothes, putting on the wool on the arm and on the thing, smelling like his brother, feeling like his brother, acting like his brother.And the father fell for it. So 雅各咁样就欺骗佢爸爸攞咗呢个福气。那你话神唔同意欺骗，神点会同意咁样嘅方法嚟得到祝福呢？ Now God does not agree with deception. So how is God going to approve of this method to give him the blessing? 雅各行骗嘅原因系想要祝福。But Jacob wanted God's blessing. And he thought that this is how he could get God's blessing. He thought that this is how he could get God's blessing. He thought that this is how he could get God's blessing. And what is the blessing that he received? In verse 28 and 29.愿神赐你天上的甘露，地上的肥土，并许多五谷新酒。愿多民侍奉你，多国拐拜你。愿你作你弟兄的主，你母亲的儿子向你拐拜，凡咒助你的，愿他受咒助；为你祝福的，愿他蒙福。哇，好劲啊，这个祝福。Now this is a great blessing. All the brothers have to serve him. The mother's children have to bow down to him. He's going to have money. He's going to have the riches. He's got the fruit of the land. 哇，我都想要这个祝福哦。所有兄弟要当我为主人啊。让我又得到田产的，有权势，有地位，包括神的祝福哦。因为以撒、雅各是将神的福气这里传下来。 And this even includes God's blessing because it comes from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. The blessing of God. 我们想要神的福气是不是错呢？ Wanting God's blessing, is it wrong? 没错的。我们想神祝福我们的生命是好事的。And wanting God to bless us is a good thing.我相信我们今天个个都想要神的祝福。 I believe everyone here wants God's blessing. If you didn't want God's blessing, you wouldn't be here today. 如果你不想神祝福你，你今天不会坐在这里的。但是我们用什么方法，什么手段去得到神的福气呢？ But how are we going about getting God's blessing?
Are we doing it the right way or are we going about it the wrong way? 我哋咪用啱嘅方法定系用错嘅方法？雅各系用错嘅方法，佢又受到错误嘅引导。And Jacob used the wrong method. He was instructed improperly, and maybe he was even justifying his action.
可能咧，佢又系自己有藉口嚟觉得自己做得啱。佢话系啊，神一早生出嚟话大嘅要服侍小嘅。他又将他的长子名分卖给我，所以这个福气是我的，是理所当然的。我老豆年老的不懂分别，但是我们懂分别，所以我们是要帮老豆手。
Maybe he thought, yeah, God said I should have the blessing when I was born, the older should serve the younger, and he sold his birthright, that means he doesn't want it. And now the old man, you know, he's too old, he doesn't know what he's doing, he's going to bless the wrong guy, so we're going to step in and help God.
我们很多时会用藉口来维护自己的错误的行为。
And many times we use the wrong, we justify our wrong actions to make it sound like we did the right thing.
可能雅各有一种观点就是结果是重要，怎样得到的结果是不重要。
And maybe he thought that the end justifies the means. It doesn't matter how I go about it, just as long as I do get the right result.
无论我用什么方法不紧要，总之我得到好的结果，这个对。
Many have that type of an attitude, that it's moral and ethical to use methods that are wrong and improper just as long as they come out good.
很多人觉得即是他的道德观价值观，即是无论是用什么手段都是可以用得到，最重要的结果就是啱的。神不同意这个，雅各用这个的讲大话欺骗想得到神的祝福。
Jacob used lying and deception to receive God's blessing. It sounds absurd. The two cannot mix.
他两方面呢，欺骗和神的祝福是互相矛盾的，互相排斥的。
And the two should be complete opposites. How can you go about getting God's blessing in an evil way?
怎可以用恶毒的方法得到神 的祝福呢？是不可能的。弟兄姊妹，不要欺骗自己。
And it doesn't work. Don't deceive yourself into thinking that it will. Don't confuse God's blessing with Isaac's blessing.
不要弄乱以撒的祝福和神的祝福。虽然雅各得到以撒的祝福，不等于他这样可以得到神的祝福。
And although he received Isaac's blessing, it doesn't mean that because of that, God will naturally give him God's blessing. God blessed Jacob for other reasons.
神祝福雅各呢，是有其他原因。是当我们一路看雅各的生平的时候，看到雅各做其他事，后来雅各改变，是因为他的改变神祝福他。
And it's because Jacob, as he grows up and gets older in life, he starts to change and God changes him. And it's because God changed him and he was willing to change, that's why God blessed him. Not because he deceived Isaac.
不是因为他欺骗他爸爸抢夺这个祝福，是因为他后来是谦卑归向神，所以得到神的祝福。好大分别，是不是？
是啊。
我们想要福气呢，有很多方法。我们的婚姻，我们的学业，我们的生意，我们的健康。
And there are many areas that we want God's blessing. Our marriage, our education, our business, our health.
我们用很多的方法手段是想在这些方面里面得到福气。And so we go about trying to get blessings in these areas of our life.
但用什么方法？
神只会祝福行得正、企得正的，跟随他的人。
God only blesses those who follow him right. Walk the narrow path.
那你想你婚姻好的，你要按照神的教导来有好的婚姻。
If you want your marriage to be blessed, you must follow God's path.
你想你生意好呢，
你要按照神的旨意去做。你用很多藉口啊，我抬大交易啊，我行后门啊，澳门是这样，我是要跟住人这样，神是明白。你给个藉口自己，你不要欺骗自己。
And if we do our business and we say, yeah, but you know, God's going to bless me, I'm a Christian, but you know, I'm doing under the table deals, I'm going behind the back doors, you know, this is the way it's done in Macau, it doesn't work other ways. No. If you want God to bless you, stop making excuses. God only blesses those who follow in His way.
神只是祝福那些是行祂那条路，是没有捷径的，祝福是没有捷径。
There is no shortcut to blessings. And sometimes it takes faith to believe that God is going to give us a blessing.
没有捷径的，但我们需要有信心，是等着神给我们的福气。有些人一路呢就说神不喜欢我做这些事，但我会做，另一边呢就求神祝福，因为他是没有信心。
And some people on one hand will be doing the things they know God doesn't like, but at the same time asking God to bless them in what they're doing because they don't have the faith to believe that God is going to bless them if they follow His way.
所以中文讲呢，临急抱佛脚，行事不烧香，是吧？ So in Chinese they say, holding on to the feet of the idol, but in normal times, not even burning incense.
有时我们都会说，神明白这个环境，神知道我的难处，他会放我一马。当我解决了之后，我会回到做神喜欢的事。
And sometimes we even make the excuse and we say, God knows and understands this situation and I can't live a Christian life in this situation, so He's going to let me do it for now, but you know, once we get through all this trouble, then I'll come back to God.
不要欺骗自己，无论是什么环境，无论是什么情况，行神的道路，以神的方法是对的，行得通。
Don't deceive yourself, no matter what your environment, what your circumstance, what your situation, following God's way is always the right way, and it always works. Doing it your own way always causes trouble.
用自己的方法永远都会是有问题。神来帮我们解决问题，但我们不可以一路行自己的路，说一路求神帮我们解补镬，我又搞到一镬嘢，神补镬，我搞一镬嘢，神又来补镬，
是不通的。 And so we can't keep doing it our own way and getting into trouble and saying to God, come and take me out of this trouble, and then we get into another trouble and say, get down me. We've got to stop doing it our own way and turn to God's way.
看到以撒呢，他以扫失去这个福气的时候，他就哭了。我继续看30节至34节。
And let's keep looking at Esau lost the blessing and he started crying. In verse 30 to 34,
以撒为雅各祝福完毕，雅各从他父亲那里除出来，他哥哥以扫正打猎回来，也做了美味拿来给他父亲说，请父亲起来吃你儿子的野味，好给我祝福。他父亲以撒对他说，你是谁？我是你的长子以扫。以撒就大大地战惊说，你未来之先，是谁得了野味拿来给我呢？我已经吃了，为他祝福，他将来也必蒙福。以扫听了他父亲的话，就放声哭痛哭说，我父啊，求你为我祝福。
是不是很惨啊？我觉得以扫很惨的，他的哥这样欺骗他，抢走他的名分，抢走他的福气，
你感受到他那种痛苦，两兄弟的争战。
And Esau is a pitiful situation here. Think of the pain he must have been in. His brother stole his birthright. Now is deceived and taken his blessing. His whole world has caved in on him. 好痛苦，整个人生碎晒，感觉到冤枉，感觉到蚀底，感觉到被人利用，被人侵犯。And maybe he feels like he's been deceived, he's been abused, he's been ripped off. Man. The anger that turns inside. And so his pain quickly turns to hate. 他这个痛苦很快变成憎恨。你看他跟着怎么说35节至36节。In verse 35 to 36, look at what he says.
以撒说：你兄弟已经用诡计来将你的福分夺去了。以扫说：他名雅各，岂不是正对吗？因为他欺哄了我两次，他从前夺了我长子的名分。你看啊，他现在又夺了我的福分。以扫又说：你没有留下为我可祝的福吗？
好痛苦，好嬲 ，painful anger bitterness。雅各呢想得个福气，但佢伤害佢哥哥。
Jacob wanted the blessing, but he hurt his brother.Never can you get blessing out of hurting others.
你伤害别人永远不会得福分啊。欺骗老豆，伤害哥哥，这个方法绝对不是神的方法。
So deceiving his father, hurting his brother, this is not God's way to get blessing.
看37节。Look at verse 37.
以撒回答以扫说：我已立他为你的主，使他的弟兄都给他作仆人，并赐他五谷新酒，可以养生。我已现在我还能为你做什么呢？
So in verse 37, what can I do for you? I've already made him your master.Terrible. 没办法，就计37-38-40节，他又给次等的福气以扫。
And in verse 38-40, he gives a secondary blessing to 以扫。
以扫对他父亲说：父啊，你只有一样可祝福的福吗？我父啊，求你也为我祝福。以扫就放声而哭。他父亲以撒说：地上的肥土必为你所住，天上的金炉必为你所得。你必以求刀剑度日，又必侍奉你的兄弟。到你强盛的时候，必从你颈项上挣开他的轭。
所以以扫都有福气，田产都要俾佢，佢都会成为一个强嘅国家，但系都要服侍，佢有服务嘅福气。
And so he's also got the blessing. He's got the blessing of serving others. We don't like that blessing. He's going to have the fruit of the land. He's going to be a great man, a military man, but he will always be a servant to his brother. And we don't like the blessing of servanthood.
我哋唔中意做服务嘅福气嘅，我哋中意做主人嘅福气嘅。但喺神里边，其实两样都系一样嘅。弟兄姊妹，我哋睇到雅各佢想得到福，但系用错方法。
And so we see that Jacob wanted the blessing, but he used the wrong way to get the blessing. And look what it's done to his family. It destroyed his family.
如果你跳到41节，你会睇到。
And if you look in verse 41, you see the result
of what Jacob did. 以扫因他父亲给雅各祝的福，就怨恨雅各，心里说：为我父亲居丧的日子近了，到那时候我要杀我的兄弟雅各。I'm going to kill that guy. I'm going to murder him when dad dies. 他想得到祝福，但是得不到，反而他说我要杀我的弟弟。我们不用看下面，因为下面都会继续说，他妈咪知道他哥哥要杀他，所以叫他走，叫雅各走，就去远地方，变成以扫没办法追杀。 And we don't need to look at the end of the chapter as we see that his mother heard what Esau was going to do. Esau was going to do, and so told Jacob to go back to the far land where Esau can't find him, so that he won't kill him. It's just this destroyed family. Trying to get the blessing and that everything coming down on top of you and your whole life going berserk. 雅各想神的祝福，但一切变坏晒。哥哥憎我，老豆就唔鍾意我，我又要走佬。是不是很惨？一切都消失的。他以为做得好，怎知得到的后果是很差。
So he thought he was doing the right thing, but what he ended up with was disaster. His father doesn't like him, his brother hates him, wants to kill him, and he has to run away.
弟兄姊妹，手段紧要。你想要神的祝福，你要用啱的方法得到神的祝福。后来神又与雅各同在，因为雅各悔改。
Later, God was with Jacob because Jacob repented.
So, 啱嘅方法系悔改，行到神嘅路上。
So, the right way of going about it is to repent and humbly seek God.
当我哋谦卑寻求神，这个系神喜欢嘅。神跟住指引我哋嘅路。
And as we humbly seek God, God will lead us and guide us.
我哋睇到佢系要呢个福气，但系佢用错嘅方法。
He wanted the blessing, but he went about it the wrong way. He thought that the ends justified the means.
嗱，我哋用咩方法得到神嘅祝福呢？我想我们要讲一讲我们自己人生的。
And what ways do we go about getting the blessing? Maybe we can talk about some of our personal things. Maybe guys can relate to this. A young lady comes into the room crying, and so you start saying something to cheer her up, and all of a sudden she starts crying more, and your wife comes and tells you, she says, be quiet, get out of here. You're only making it worse.
可能啲男士咧就會感受到呢樣嘢咧，有個女士入到間房裏邊喊嘅，滿面眼淚，跟住你就好愛心咧，又想安慰佢，但係你講啲説話咧，即係想令到佢笑嘅，啊點知你講啲嘢令到佢大喊更加犀利嘅，跟住你太太行到身邊啊，快啲行開嘅，你令到佢更差嘅，哇！但係我想安慰佢，我想關心佢 ，and then you say, hey, I was only trying to help.
But you're doing it in the wrong way.
用错方法，可能个语气错。Maybe your words were the wrong words. 可能你嘅态度错。Maybe your attitude is wrong. 可能系时间上嘅错误。Maybe it was the wrong time. 我发现到咧，啱嘅说话，用错嘅方法讲，系唔啱嘅语气讲，系唔啱嘅时候讲咧。令到好多人闹我。
And I've discovered that when I say the right words, but in the wrong time, in the wrong way, I get people mad at me.
我动机啱嘅，但我个方法错。我谂咧，上个星期咧，美国枪击校园事件咧，记者咧而家后悔紧，因为佢用登晒嗰个枪手嘅录影。帶啊、照片啊、各樣，跟住啲家屬啊、校園嗰啲人全部反對，話你係將佢抬高，但係我哋喺度受緊苦，所以好多嘅報章就係要道歉。
I think maybe last week with the Virginia shootings, and the news agencies are doing a lot of self-reflection as they put the video of the shooter up on the screen and his pictures, and now all the parents and the people involved are complaining to the news agencies, why are you giving this guy all this airtime and all this glory, and what about our considerations? And so now ABC News, NBC News, CBS News have to apologize. Maybe they were trying to do good, but they used the wrong way. And many times as parents, it's the same. And we want our children to have the best. And we want them to have a good life. And so everything we do is for our children.
我都不想學琴，我都不想游泳，是你逼我的啫。
And then one day our kid comes to us and says, I don't want to learn the piano, I don't want to do ballet, you force me to do it.
但我们想关心他，我们想提供最好，我们是有好的心，但我们用错方法。
We had a right intention, but we used the wrong method. And in marriages it happens all the time.
婚姻里面事事都有的，丈夫出去做工赚好多钱，日夜出去办事，永远都唔喺屋企，太太喺屋企自己发怄发毛嘅，日夜都喺度发毛，永远冇沟通，永远冇对话，翻嚟因为事事冇沟通就嗌交，就唔啱key，跟住发咗达，老公话我全部为你嘅。
Many times in marriages, the same thing happens. The husband goes out and makes a lot of money. He's out working day and night, working for the family to make good things for the family. But the wife is always at home, just getting moldy and never having any time to talk with the husband. And then one day, the husband comes home and says, I've made a fortune, I've got lots of money. And the wife says, yeah, but I've got a divorce paper waiting for you. Would you please sign it?
想要好，但用错方法。我哋可以继续讲好多好多嘅例子嘅，and
we can keep going on with many examples. I think everybody understands. It's the motives of our heart. How are we going about trying to get the right thing?
我哋点样用咩方法得到神嘅福气呢？我俾你三个方法嚟停止今日，即系完结今日。I
will give three ways to get doing things the right way, and we'll close with these three methods.
是避免做錯誤的方法的秘訣.
And three methods, secrets to keep from doing things in the wrong way.
第一,先尋求神的方法.
And the first method, first look for God's way.
我們不是特地想搞一鑊土, 我们希望神是祝福我们，所以我们要寻求神的心意。
And we don't intentionally do things that are going to end in disaster. So we need to continually ask God's guidance on our steps. Seek God's guidance.
耶稣知道我们会试试有这些问题的方法，所以他就告诉我们怎样做。在马太福音第六章，他教导我们不要忧虑。
And Jesus knew that this is our nature. So in the book of Matthew, he tells us not to be worried.
因为我们人会时时担心，我们人会时时觉得我们是我要帮神，这些不行，这些不行，那些不行。但是神怎样答我们呢？是马太福音第六章33节。
And many, Jesus knows our nature, that we get worried and anxious and we think we have to help God out doing this and that. But what did Jesus tell us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added unto you.
他说,你们先要靠他的国和他的义,这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑,因为明天自有明天的忧虑,一天的难处,一天当就够了。So
don't worry about tomorrow. Each day will take care of itself.
Jesus knows, seek God first, put him first. Look for his way of doing it. Don't get concentrating on the circumstances.
你要先靠神的国，仰望神先。你唔好睇周围呢啲环境，睇周围环境呢，你会做错。 第二个秘诀 ，the second step， 信神嘅方法系通 ，believe that God's way will work。诗篇第一篇第一节，第二节 ，Psalms chapter 1 verse 2， 为喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。 So be meditating on the word of God day and night, and you will have the blessing, and you will be like a tree planted by a river having fruit, and all that you do will be succeed. 相信神的方法是通，神是要祝福你，你思想神的话语，先求神的国，神一定会祝福你。 And as we believe that God is going to bless us, we follow him, we seek him, we put him first, we meditate on his word, blessings will follow. 第三个方法， and the third way is to let the word of God lead you. 常让圣经引导你，常让圣经引导你。箴言第三章第五同埋第七节 ，In Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 7， 你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可以求自己嘅聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路，不要自以为有聪明，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事，这便医治你的土气，滋润你的白骨。So, lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will lead your path. Let God lead your path. Don't look to your own understanding. 我们自己的聪明是不足够，我们试试想自己的方法，雅各想自己的方法，但是不对的。依靠神的方法，神会指引你，祂会引导你，会医治你的土仔，滋润你的白骨。And says, as we look to God, he leads us and guides us, and as Proverbs 3:8 says, he will heal you and nourish your bones. Wow, powerful stuff. You want the blessing of God, do it God's way. So, 这三个方法呢，三个 S. And so, these are the three S's. There are S's in Chinese.为什么是三个 S 呢？先，如果先啊，译音的 S 啊，先啊，先寻求神的方法，信啊，信又译音就 S 啊，信神的方法是通的。第三呢，就是常啊，常又译音就 S 啊，常让圣灵引导你啊。So, from Romanized Chinese, the three S's.But in English it doesn't work. First, seek the kingdom of God. Believe, son, believe in God's ways will work. And the third part, always allow him, his word to lead you. 弟兄姊妹，我们用错方法，福气就会远离你。但是我们用神的方法，福气就是神给你。雅各用错方法，他以为做得啱，但是他做错了，是痛苦。我们会一路看雅各的生命，他因此呢是多年的痛苦，神要磨烂他，剁烂他。Now, Jacob used the wrong way, and although God ended up blessing him in the end, he had many years of hurt and pain and discouragement as God was breaking him and breaking him. And we will see how God breaks him. The process is painful. 但你呢可以避免，你可以信靠神，你可以寻求神，你可以得到神的祝福。一切都靠祈祷。主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们看到你的话语，看到雅各，他想做好，但是他用错方法。实际上很多时候我们都是想做好，但我们用错方法，搞到一锅泡。求主你怜悯，求主你宽恕，求主你给我们可以回到你的身边，是相信你的话语， 寻求你的话语，让你的话语引导我们。主啊，我们希望你福将你的福气给我们，我们希望我们的生命是满有你的福气，因为我们相信你是愿意祝福信你的儿女。所以主，我们求你在我们当中帮到我们再一次得到你的福气。如果我们做错了，求主你来宽恕赦免我们的罪，让我们再一次在你的面前去清洁 的心去跟随你。多谢主你听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 将时间交回给主席。